in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, from verse 14 through 20.
让我们来读以弗所书三章十四节到二十节。
And if you would turn to that page, and when you find the verses, if you would stand with me in honor of reading God's words.
你们找到后就站就起立来朗读。
And follow me in English, then with Queenie for Chinese.
跟我读中文。
You all ready? For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom its whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of this glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together, all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love for Christ, and to know his love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power and is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫一切所充满的充满了你们，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Let's go to the Lord prayer. Holy Father, I thank you so much for today, and thank you, Lord, for this special time when we celebrate the birth of Christ, your Son Jesus. And we thank you for these verses, the Word of God, the Word that came direct and revealed through you.
我们感谢这些圣经章节，这些章节是从你的灵而来。
And may we focus on this and center around this and yet understand what it really means today.
给我们力量，让我们以你的话为中心。
So that when we leave this room, we will leave this room a different person.
这样当我们离开这间教会的时候，我们会是一个新的人。
And it's not because of what I preach or what Queenie is going to interpret, but it's because of what you said in your own words.
这不是因为我们在台上所讲的，而是因为你的话就是真理。
May you use your servant for that purpose in Jesus' name.
请你使用你的仆人今天。
Amen. Please be seated. As you know, that my sermon title today is Work and Workout, and after a week of work,I don't think that it's necessary for me to tell you any more about the work itself.
我今天讲到的题目是劳苦工作与康乐锻炼，但是我知道一星期工作之后，你们并不需要我再讲怎么样去劳苦工作。
I will touch on it, but I will focus on the issue of workout.
我会讲到一点，但是我会更注重康乐锻炼。
And there is a good correlation between the two.
但这两点是有关联的。
But how many of you work out?
你们当中有多少人是锻炼的？经常锻炼的。
Small percentage of workout people.
是很少的一个。
That's okay. Maybe I would said maybe more frequently work out because some people did it maybe once in every 2 years.
或者我应该说是经常锻炼，因为有人也是举手，但是一年只锻炼一两次。
But these 7 verses that we just read are Paul's prayer for the Ephesians. It's a plea for the Ephesians and all the saints, all of us, to keep spiritual fit.
但是我们刚才读的这七节经文是保罗给以弗所的圣徒们讲如何在属灵里面保持健康。
How to keep spiritually fit is to work out. And you may say, what? Work out?
Yes, that's what we are going to talk about today.
要保持属灵的健康，也要经常的锻炼。你会想说什么？我们这还要锻炼？是的，我们今天就要讲这点。
Many of you came on the first Sunday of December. I was talking about shopping, and now I'm talking about workout. You may begin to wonder the preachability of John Long.
你们如果来听我上一次讲到讲的是购物，那么这次我要讲到锻炼身体，你们会觉得我还有什么新鲜花招？
Well, it takes discipline and effort of the physical workout, but has a better result is a strong spiritual workout to make a stronger spiritual muscles.
我们要约束我们自己来进行属灵上的锻炼，但是呢，我们这样的努力是值得的。
In fact, I have pleaded you once to start the spiritual workout, and that is before the spring revival. I was.Praying and hoping that we will have that prayer and fast chain.
事实上，我们已经号召过一次，那就是这次冬季复兴会之前，我们的祷告禁食会。
And many of you were part of that, and I thank God for that because that was a very very important thing that we do for any spiritual revival.
你们当中的很多人都参加了，我觉得非常感激，是因为这对你们还有我们整个教会的属灵成长非常重要。
And I also share with some of you through an email that on that first day when I was scheduled to fast and also to pray, that I went to work out early in the morning.
我发过一个电子邮件告诉你们，在那第一天的早餐我是禁食祷告，然后早晨我六点钟起床，然后祷告了半个小时之后就去健身房。
And in that workout, I have found out something that was so revealing to me because.On that walker that I stepped on, I keep walking and walking, and I noticed that to my right on that equipment was a target heart rate chart.
在健身房里的走路机上，我注意到，有一个表格，就是说你的心率、心跳速度的表。
And it says that if you burn 114 calories at my age, you are a beginner level.
那上面写着说，如果是像我这样的年纪，如果消耗掉114卡路里的能量的话，是一个初级水平。
And if you burn 130 calories, you are intermediate level.
如果你要是消耗掉130卡路里的话，那是一个中级水平。
And if you burn 160 calories, that you are an advanced level.
如果你能够消耗160卡路里的话，那就是一个高级水平。
And I don't go to the gym very often. I go about twice a week, and so I consider myself a beginner.
因为我只一星期只去那个健身房两次，所以我认为我是刚开始的。
I tell you, I was sweating and I was tired by the time I burned 114 calories.
等到我消耗完了114卡路里之后，我浑身大汗，而且非常累。
But what was even more noticeable was the control panel that was right next to this chart that shows many things, including the speed, the level, the time that you spend, the total calorie burned, and heart rate, and the distance that you have walked up to, etc.
但是更引起我注意的是旁边另外还有一个表格，它上面写了很多的东西，包括你的级别，还有你的心跳，消耗的体力等等。
And when I look at that control panel, it says, if I burn 114 calories at a beginner level, that I have only achieved 60% of my target heart rate.
那个控制板上写到说，如果我消耗了114卡路里的话，那么我只达到了我的目标的60%。
And if I burn 130, thinking that I'm an intermediate, and I do it all the way to the end,I only achieve 70%.
如果我消耗130卡路里的话，我想的那已经都到了终极了，但是我其实才到了我目标的70%。
And if I sweat a little bit more and work a little longer and do all that I can and I go to that level of the advanced level, I only accomplish 85% of my target rate.
如果更努力一点，达到了那个最高的标准，但是我才真正是到了85%，我的目标的85%。
So what a minute? There's no 100%.
等等，这怎么没有百分之百呢？
That means I will never become perfectly fit, however I work out.
这就是说，我不管我多努力的锻炼，我都不可能是百分之百。
Yeah, sorry, you are never accomplished 100% perfectly fit.
就是这样，没有办法达到百分之百的身体强壮。
According to that calculation, that was the case. But if you think about this, aren't we as Christians live the same way?
对于锻炼身体来讲是这样讲，但是你有没有想过我们基督徒的生活也是有相似之处？
That it is important for us to spiritually exercise our faith in many issues, and yet we will never be 100% perfect.
这是不是说我们已经百分之百的努力到进我们的属灵上的成长，但是我们永远没有达到那个完美？
Yes, we all have to start somewhere as a beginner or as an intermediate level or whatever, but we all need a spiritual workout in order to accomplish what we need to.
当我们都要尽量的从一个开始起点来开始，但是我们要一直努力。
Here's what I'm going to say. The key is this, is that our sufficiency can only be found in Jesus Christ, who brings us to that fullness of his grace, to that 100% perfect faith, only if we have faith and do it in his way.
我想要说的就是只有借着基督耶稣基督我们才能在灵里得以康健。
Because if we do spiritual exercise, we don't have to worry about being perfect, because at best we can only achieve 85%. But no matter what we do, find that sufficiency in Christ and in faith in him, then we can stand holy, holy and acceptable.
因为我们不管怎么样的努力，我们最多能达到85%。但是如果我们借着耶稣基督，他就可以充充足足保守我们的心思意念。
Well, talking about workout, then we need to talk about what are the benefits of a healthy diet and regular workout, because you have to combine the two together.
讲到锻炼，又要讲到说，饮食的这两样结合在一起，才能够有最好的结果。
And the benefits of workout is to reduce stress, to improve your energy level, it can improve your general health, and to build your self-esteem, to improve the overall quality of life.
锻炼对我们的好处是降低我们的生活中的压力，提高我们的能量，提高我们自己的觉察，还有整个生活质量的改善。
What do all these benefits have to do with the 7 verses we just read?
但这些跟我们刚才读的七节有什么关系呢？
I tell you that these are all the benefits that Paul wanted the Ephesians to have by reading these verses, and we'll go through this one by one. You will come to realization that that was the case.
我告诉你，这些好处都是保罗希望以弗所的圣徒们所拥有的。
In order to do that, I will tell you the 5 steps to the best workout that you can have.
为了能够运动健身，我要告诉你有五点。
Now, those that have worked out would agree with me that all of these 5 steps are very important if you want to do a good workout.
那些经常锻炼的人就会知道，这五点是非常重要的。
Number one is that you need to eat the right food before you work out.
第一点就是说，锻炼前要饮用有营养的食品。
The second is you need to warm up.
第二要热身。
The third is that you need to monitor your heart rate.
第三要测算你的心跳。
The fourth point is you need to combine a strength work.With exercise.
第四是结合适当的强度训练。
And the fifth is have fun.
第五就是要放松点，别忘这是康乐健身。
Let's talk about the first one, eating the right food before you work out. What and when you eat have a direct impact on how beneficial your exercise will be.
让我们讲第一点，运动前饮用好的食品。你吃些什么对你的运动结果是很重要的。
You want to eat high proteins and a small amount of quality fat an hour before the workout.You don't want to eat all the junk food and all that you can, and then you go to workout.
在你运动前的一个半小时，你要吃高蛋白和有一点点脂肪。
The level, because what this food would help you to do is it will help you level your insulin.
这样的食物会帮助你平衡你的胰岛素。
Which would keep your mind more centered and focused on exercising.
让你可以更专心的去做运动。
What is our food?
我们吃的是什么？
Everybody knows. This is our food. This is the bread of life that I talked about last time when we went shopping. We shall call the bread of life.
这本圣经就是我们生命的粮。
Remember the last time when I talked about that, I said it was important that that is not just a regular bread, that that is a wonderful bread, not just a wonder brand of bread.
记得我上次讲到说，这是生命的粮，这不是生命牌的粮。
Because that's what our lives are all about. It's about the Word of God, God Himself.
因为我们的生命就是关于我们的主。
The second step is warm up. With that starting point, now we can go on.
第二点就是热身。如果我们吃完了合适的食物以后，我们可以开始准备开始。
This is vitally important of your workout, the warm-up session of it.
热身是非常重要的，对你的锻炼。
Because normally what you do is you want to stretch, and if you don't stretch before a physical workout, your muscle won't be ready for it, and you may hurt your effectiveness.
热身呢，我们可以说是拉伸。如果我们准备好的话，我们就不会伤坏我们的肌肉。
And it is the same with the spiritual workout. Because if you don't prepare yourself fully, and you go in there and you want to battle with Satan,
属灵上的热身也是一样的，我们要准备好，这样我们才可以与仇敌作战。
You might overextend yourself if you don't prepare yourself by stretching.
你没准就会伤到你自己，如果你自己没有准备好。
What are the stretches? The daily devotions? The family worship? Reading the Bible? Pray some?
我们每日的热身可以是每日灵修家庭崇拜。
You see, you are only able to give to others what you have received.
我们没有办法如果我们没有得到，我们没有办法给出去。
If you give more than what you can lose your effectiveness.
如果我们给出去更很多，而且没有一直补充的话，我们可能会失去效力。
I remember when I was sharing with you about the concept of hope, I shared with you a message that talked about the family being a caution light.
我上一次讲到盼望的时候，我讲到家庭
是一个黄灯。
是一个黄灯。
Because family is very important. God is the first, and you need that driver to take you where you need to be, but you need the family which will tell you when and how that you ought to serve.
因为家庭是非常重要的，神是我们最高的目标，但是在家里面，通过家庭，我们知道我们怎样才能服侍。
That's why family worship is very important. It is not taking your individual prayer time, that you individual reading the Bible, that the family serving God together would really prepare you better for the service. That's part of the stretch up.
这就是为什么家庭崇拜是这么重要，这不是你一个人在读经祷告，而是全家在一起崇拜，这是你热身的一部分。
What is the second thing that you would do before you do workout in a way to warm up? You would normally bend your knees, won't you?
另外一件事在你热身的时候，除了你拉伸屈身以外，那就是屈膝。
To be a good effective spiritual leader,You need to pray more, and you need to pray with knees down.
想要成为一个更有效的领袖，那你应该祷告，需要的更多的祷告，而且需要跪下祷告。
That's why we start with verse 14, and you go back and see what Paul says. Paul has set a good example in verse 14 by saying that he prayed for the Ephesians by kneeling before the Father.
这就是我们在第十四章读到他在父面前屈膝。
It is very important that we pray with knees bowed, and Daniel knows the secrets, and he got it all. If you remember, he was one that went out to a different country when he was about 14 years old, and he kept his practice of praying to God three times a day with knees bowed until he was age 84.
屈膝祷告是非常重要的，但以理知道这个道理，从他十四岁开始，他每天三次屈膝向神祷告。
Because Jesus even says in Mark 10:43 that whoever wants to become great among when he pray, you must be your servant.
因为耶稣在马可福音十章四十三节讲到，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。
In order to seek and understand God.If you knee, you bow your knee and you come to him, that he would really reveal his will to you.
如果你有谦虚谦卑的态度，你向他屈膝祷告，他就会把他的真理彰显给你。
And Jesus himself, we see that he kneeled down before God many times, and especially at a time when he was facing major decisions He does that.
我们看到圣经讲到耶稣本身，他每次尤其是面临重大决定的时候，他要屈膝向神祷告。
Do not underestimate the importance of 5 or 10 minutes of praying each day.
不要低估每天5分钟到10分钟的祷告。
Particularly when you pray with your knees bowed, it's different experience.
尤其是你屈膝祷告的时候，这是非常不同的经历。
By the way, what the Bible says, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess.
另外，圣经上讲到，万膝必向我跪拜，万口必向我称谢。
It is important that we warm up ourselves, get ourselves ready before we take on a spiritual workout.
就是我们在准备出战之前热身是非常重要的。
But the third point is about monitoring your heart rate. If you just exercise and exercise without a heart rate monitor, it's like driving without a speedometer. You don't know how far you have gone.
另外一点很重要的是要测你的心速。如果我们不一直是这样去锻炼而不注意心跳的速度的话，那么就像说你一直去开车没有你的仪表。
Because you have to know how hard your body is working, and the only way to do that is to monitor your heart rate.
你要知道你身体的状况是怎么样，那么通过衡量你的心率就可以知道。
But then, what would best describe as a device to monitor our heart rate spiritually?
那么是哪一样的仪器可以衡量我们心里属灵的频率呢？
The fruits of the Spirit can be one. They are love, they are patience, they are peace, they are kindness, they are goodness, they are faithfulness, they are lots of fruits that you can see, and then you can find out where that person is spiritually, won't you?
爱和忍耐还有慈信慈爱忠义信都可以是我们属灵上的果实。
But the most important of all is faith.
但最重要的就是信。
And you know that it takes a whole hour of sermon to talk about faith.
也讲到信的话我们可以讲很久。
But Bible says very clearly that without faith it's impossible to please God. It didn't say without such and such that it won't please God, but it says specifically without faith it's impossible to please Him.
但圣经上很清楚地讲到若非信 无法能得神的喜悦，圣经上并没有讲到说没有这样东西或者没有那样东西，说的是若非信。
So how closely is your walk with Christ can be easily monitored by how much faith you place in Him.
你有多少 你对耶稣基督有多少的信就可以衡量你离神的距离。
You don't want your faith to be so little that it cannot even be monitored.
你不希望说你的信已经小到了没法看到。
You want your faith to be this high that on the target heart rate it will be somewhere in between maybe 60% and 85%.
你希望你的信是一个很大的，那么在这心跳速度上，你可以这个表上，你可以没准是65%到85%这样的范围。
But we can never be perfect. We can't have 100% of ourselves if we depend on our own faith.
但是如果我们依赖我们自己，我们永远没有办法达到完美。
You want to do your part, but you want to fill in the difference between that 60% to 80% to 100% with.Your faith in Christ, with that part of faith that God is going to grant you. That's what I mean.
我们要做我们自己的工作，但是我们要意识到神所能给我们的百分之百和我们最多能够做到85%之间的距离。
So what comes the fourth step is to combine some strength work with exercise.
那么第四点呢，就是结合适当的强度训练。
To make sure that you remain fully fit and healthy.That you absolutely want to add some strength to the exercise.
你要想要锻炼的效果好的话，你一定要有一些强度。
You can't just go and walk, no sweat, no much time, and walking for just 5 minutes today, and then you drop for about 2 weeks, then you come back for to do the same thing again.
你不能只是每天随便散散步，走个5分钟、10分钟。
Because you can tell everybody that you go exercise by going there for 5 minutes and you walk on that walker and you have not sweated and yet you say, hey, I exercise, I feel pretty good.
因为有很多人就是这样子，在走路机上走个5分钟、10分钟，那也不出汗也不累。
I tell you, an exercise without an added strength to it will not help you grow.
我告诉你，如果你这样的锻炼没有加一定的强度的话，那么不会帮助你成长。
When I first go to the gyms and I play, and I went to this 11 equipment, and I always started only with 15 pounds or 30 pounds of the weight that was added to the equipment.
当我最开始走到健身房的时候，每一样机器我只是用15磅到20磅这样最轻的。
And a couple of weeks later, it became 30, 45 pounds.
过几星期之后呢，我就会可以做到30磅或者45磅。
And then maybe another 2 months or 3 months, then get 60 pounds and 70 pounds.
另外两三个月呢，我还可以更加重到60磅、70磅。
Still not for all of the equipment. Only one or two of the equipment I was able to go up to that weight.
只是其中的有一部分仪器我可以做到这么重。
But the key is this. We all need to start somewhere.And we need to add that weight to it as we go.
但重要的就是说，我们要从一个地方开始，然后我们不断的加强。
And to us as a church, we are facing some major decisions that could add weight, strength to what we are doing.
在我们作为教会的成员呢，我们可以找到很多地方可以加强。
Building the church on our promised land, for example, would certainly, definitely add a lot of strength to it.
在我们的应许之地建立我们自己的教会，那一定是一个很强度很大的。
It is a strength work that may require some steroid pumping, muscle busting, and hormone gushing exercise, sweating.
这一定是一个运动，要我们汗流浃背。
But we may not have to make that decision.
但我们不一定要这样做。
Another strength work to it is to find.Your own location, if you so decide to move.
另外一点是我们可以做的是，我们可以找到另外一个地方，我们先搬过去。
Because another type of strength work can be as simple as just doing some elevated push-ups and walking slowly up the stairs.
更简单一点的是，我们可以每天只是做俯卧撑，
或者是。But it's an added strength to the spiritual workout that you are going through.
但是这已经是在给我们属灵上的锻炼加力。
Anytime when we add any strength to do an exercise, though, we need to find out that that is a motivation that does not come just from yourself.
每一次我们要做属灵上的锻炼，我们要知道这个动力不是来自自己。
Many times people go to do spiritual, to do exercise, it's because they have looked at this person and said, wow, how fit he is, how fit she is, how nice looking he or she is, and that's kind of a motivation to say, oh, I want to be like him, I don't want to be like her.
我们经常是想去锻炼健身，是因为看到这个人锻炼了以后身体是非常强壮，我们想要变成那样，所以我们去。
Because we all know that workout is great, but we all know that it is tough to do it alone.
因为我们都知道锻炼是对我们有好处，但是一个人去做并不容易。
It always helps to have someone next to you and pushing you to the greater heights.
如果边上能有另外一个人能够一直帮助你往上前进的话，那是最好。
As the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. Did you know that even a giant redwood can't stand by itself?
像圣经上讲到铁磨铁磨出刃来，你们知道不知道这个红木树它不能独自树立。
You know, as that tree grows, its roots need to join with the roots of the surrounding redwoods to stand.
这个树成长的过程中，它的根要跟周围的根盘在一起，这样它可以坚立。
If it does not have its network of that roots together and growing together,It won't stand. It will fall over as soon as the strong wind blows.
如果它在地下的根没有盘在一起的话，它就不会那样强壮。如果有强风吹过来，它就会倒掉。
So anyone in Christian leadership can fall without an encouraging support.
每一个我们的领袖都可以，如果没有鼓励和支持的话，都可能会失败。
And many of you are very strong leaders, as I have preached a couple of times ago that our church has.Already trained and build up a lot of very strong leaders.
我们的教会呢有很多领袖，就像你们每个人都是。
And for leaders, accountability is your safeguard. It is your safeguard. It's 你必须要负责任。
必须要负责任。
Mm-hmm. And you know, you need what it is. If you need to go and have someone that you can entrust it with, that you would share with, that you would talk with, and that you would grow together, and that way you can be more accountable to the people around you.
如果有一个人，你很信赖，你可以跟他一起一直谈的话，一直鼓励他，那么对他的成长很有帮助。
In other words, find someone that you can ask tough questions with.
另外呢，就是说，找一个人你可以问他很难回答的问题。
Who will be honest with you?
谁会对你很诚恳？
Because to be a leader, in order to build up that teamwork, that you not only need those encouraging words from the public, but you need to some private counsel and help from the people you trust.
因为做一个领袖来讲，你不单需要在公共场合你可以讲到，而且需要你在你的私人生活中有可以信赖的人可以支持你。
What did Paul say in these verses? If you look at verse 18, it says, may be able, that we may be able to comprehend. But comprehend what? The depth, the breadth, the length, the height of the love of Christ, but with whom? With all saints.
因为保罗在第十八节讲到，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
In other words, in order for you to comprehend the love of Christ, the love of God in its totality, you can't do it without your brothers and sisters together as a team.
换句话说，如果你要经历耶稣基督的爱的长阔高深，你没办法一个人去做，你要需要你的兄弟姐妹一起。
But then, what is my role? What is my role in the team?
那么我在这个团队中的角色是什么？
You are very important in the teamwork, every one of you.
每一个人，你们每一个人都是非常重要的角色。
If you look at just before verse 18, Paul said.That you may be deeply rooted and established in love before you can join the teamwork for it to be effective.
第十七章保罗讲到，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
Because when you work out and you go to the gym and you look at those people around you, that may start it with you somewhere, and you see that their muscle is built up strong.And say, I want to add more strength so I can accomplish there.
你到健身房的时候，你可能会看到有的人已经锻炼得很好，肌肉强壮，你就想要做到那样。
And it is important that you have that motivation from the team.
很重要的就是说，你从你的团队中能够得到推动力。
But your part is very important that each one of us should be deeply rooted and established in love.
但是我们每个人自己的角色也是非常重要，我们每个人都应该向下扎根，结在一起。
But unfortunately, many of us as Christians, we sometimes tend to not want to do a whole lot of exercise to go and sweat.
但是不幸的是，我们作为基督徒，并不是所有的时候都愿意去努力锻炼。
But if you would pray to God and say that I'm willing to start somewhere, that's all it takes. That's all you need.
但是我们所需要做的就只是说向神祷告说我们需要一个起点。
Okay, we are done with the four steps, the five very important steps to a good effective workout. The last one is the key.
我们已经讲了四点，那么最后一点呢才是最重要的。
And the key is what? To relax and have fun.
最重要的一点呢是什么？就是放松一点，别忘了就是康乐锻炼。
That's the whole point of exercise, is to do it out of fun. It's part of your life.
这才是它的真正含义，这是你想放松一点，这才是你生命的重要。
Exercise should be passion driven and not guilt driven.
锻炼是需要是有热情的，而不是说你是被迫去做。
Because our lives is already too stressful, and we have worked already long week throughout the 5 days. We don't need to work another time.
因为我们的生活已经本身就充满了压力，我们不需要再更多的压力了。
But you may say, what? we have to do this, we have to do that, we have to be part of this program, part of that committee. We are working.
但是你说什么？我们要做这件事，做那件事，我们还要成为哪个委员会的成员？我们已经都很忙了。
I assure you, you are not working. You are working out. You are doing the workout for the Christ, and Christ will never burden you with the work that you think you are doing.
我可以告诉你们，你们不是在拼死命的去劳作，而是在努力健身。
What does the Bible says? He says.All you who are heavily laden, not just laden with work, with load, but heavily laden, come unto me, because my yoke is light.
因为圣经上讲到，凡劳苦当重担的人可以到我这里来，因为我的担是轻省的。
It is very important that we are in the right, for the right of your life. We are going there, we are being there, but let the Jesus be the driver.
我们是要在这里去做，但是耶稣基督才是我们的鼓励者。
Because if you remember and you truly believe who is in charge of your life, then it becomes very easy.
如果我们真正认识到我们生命掌权的是谁，那么这就很容易做到。
It's important that we understand the work belongs to God and workout belongs to us.
如果我们意识到这项工作 是神的而不是我们的就很容易做到
If you check out some of the things in here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14 and 15 and I'm not asking you to look into the scriptures but those scriptures tells you who provides motivation it is God
如果我们查考一下哥林多后书第五章十四十五节上面就会说讲到说是谁 是激励者是神
And the book of John chapter 15 verse 16 says why tells you the reason why you are part of the team why you need to be there as part of the teamwork and encouraging each other and be a part of the spiritual workout
约翰福音十五章十六节有讲到说是他选择了我们
Because it's he who chose you firstand that you become part of that team. You didn't choose to be part of that team.
因为是他首先选择了我们而不是我们选择加入这个团体。
Who play in the famous football or basketball league and he chose by himself to be part of the team?
哪一个真正出名的球员是被自己约加入那个球队的呢?
When you realize that, then you will come to understand this key point that I'm going to bring about to you.
如果你意识到这一点的话，那么你就可以意识到我要讲的重点。
Think about this. Anything spiritual becomes secular if done for the temporal.
每一件属灵上的事情，如果是为了表面而做的话，那么不会成功。
And anything secular becomes spiritual.If done for the eternal.
如果是为了永恒而做的话，就可以成功。
And let me explain a little further about that. That means on Wednesday night, when we have the English corner, and we have a bunch of people that go out there and help these international students practice English, that is secular.
我可以进一步的解释一下，像我们每星期三的英语角，我们有这样多的人去努力帮助国际学生提高英语水平，这只是我们能做的一件事。
But that secular becomes spiritual because it was done for the eternal.
但是这样的事情有它属灵上的重要含义，是因为这是为了永恒的事业。
Think about the number of international students that came to know the Lord.It's because of that ministry that you have out there in the campus. And you didn't start it out by bringing them a big black Bible and knock them on the head.
想一想有多少国际学生因为这样的活动因为你的努力而接受了主我们并不是说拿到这样的圣经来一定拼命强迫他们接受。
You have done that by simply being there and talking to them in English, the language that you master so well.
我们这样做，我们所做的只是和他们用英语交谈，提高他们的英语。
What is spiritual is people thinking going to the church is spiritual, doing things within the church facility is scripture, is spiritual. And let me give you an example. If we were going to do that Christmas party celebration in a different way for that past Friday night,
如果我们要做上星期的那个圣诞节的晚会，用一个不同的办法。
If we were going to invite Santa Claus in here, and all the kids coming here to open the gifts, and there's no story about Jesus, even though we have done that within the church facility, the spiritual things was done secular because it was done for the temple.
如果我们就用采用世俗的办法，请圣诞老人过来，让孩子们打开礼物的话，那么，这个属灵上的并没有属灵上的意义。我们没有讲到耶稣基督的诞生，那么这件事情没有属灵的意义。
Many churches offer Chinese school in their facility, and yet the material that were being used were totally secular. The culture was what was being taught, and not the Jesus.
很多教会，很多中国教会用，用很多时间去开中文课来教孩子们，但是，像教会这样属灵的地方，是却用做了别的用途。
If you use on the other way the ESL program that we have, for example, the whole purpose is to spread and pass that Jesus Christ message to the people.
另外像我们用的 ESL 英语作为第二语言的节目也是为了、让国际学生能够更亲近耶稣
That's another example of the things that we have done secular that become spiritual because we have done that for the eternal
这就是另外一个例子我们把一件普通的事情变成了有属灵上的重要意义因为我们是为了永恒而做
If we were part of this teamwork in the church workand not focus on the work of the church to disciple, to go out and do the Great Commission. Focus on the work of the church, but not be part of the church work, the committee work, the church secretarial work. The work is important, but what I'm saying is all of this task and function that we got to get done, but forget about Christ.
如果我们做，我们有愿意对这个教会委身，但是不愿意去做日常的很多工作的话那么我们也是遗忘了耶稣
then it really becomes a work and a burden onto you because it's not a workout that you have taken out of that motivation and out of that right attitude knowing that Christ is the one that's in charge
如果是这样的话那么这样的工作也就变成了拼死劳作而不是一个康乐健身因为我们不知道我们这样做是为了、耶稣基督
That's why I was talking about work and workout because in the holiday seasons you don't want to eat the wrong food you want to eat the right food from here
这就是我们今天为什么要讲、讲到康乐健身是
Stay where we are
我们想要在属灵上成长我们需要吃合适的食物吃生命的粮来成长
And let me close with this chart that you have in the sermon notes, seeing someone riding on a bicycle.
让我用这个上面的第一个图来作为结束。
Can someone ride the bicycle without putting their foot on that pedal?
有没有人能够骑自行车但是不把脚放在这个脚蹬子上？
You probably won't go very far, you probably could.
可能你可以骑但是你走不远。
I have seen many Chinese acrobats that have ridden on the bicycles without putting their hands on the handrail.
我在中国的时候还看到很多人骑车就手是不扶把的。
But most people won't ride the bicycle without riding on the handrail.
但很多人还是一定必须要扶着把。
And then the third question is, do people pedal forwards or do they pedal backwards?
第三个问题是，这骑自行车的人呢，是往前蹬还是往后蹬？
Now that pedal is the will of God.
这个脚蹬子就是神的意愿。
The handrails is the Bible.
我们的手把是是圣经。
And you can go very far if you always ride in the very center of the will of God.
如果你脚就蹬在脚蹬子的正中间，其实就是讲神的意愿的话，你可以走得很远。
And it is much easier for you to seek, to understand, and to follow the will of God if you have the help of the Bible.
如果你要手扶着手手把的话，有这样有圣经的帮助，你就可以很容易的知道神的心愿。
Because if you understand the meaning and the importance of spiritual workout, and you do the things right, then you can go where God wants you to go.
因为如果你了解属灵上健身的含义，而且你有圣经的帮助的话，你就可以。
If you choose to do it your own way, then everything becomes a work, a heavy burden, and you are going backwards, and you are not going to get where you are, where you will be.
如果我们只是按自己的心意去做的话，那么我们就像骑自行车往后蹬一样，我们没办法走到我们想要去的地方。
So my invitation to you today is to seek and understand the real meaning of spiritual workout.
我们今天的呼召是为了去理解和寻求神的灵。
And while you're doing that, remember what is your role in that part of the spiritual workout.
当你这样做的时候，要记住你在这样的锻炼中的角色是什么样的。
And in any things you do, do not forget to relax and have fun.
不管你做什么都不要忘记要放松因为这是康乐健身
Because it's God's purpose that you build up spiritually fit but for the work of the kingdom that is not going to wear you out but rather it's going to build you up
因为神希望我们能够 提高自身属灵命然后为神的事业而奋斗
And as we sing the invitation song I want to ask you that in the past year have youtaken God's work as work.
在我们唱这样歌的时候，我想要问你们，在过去的一年里面，我们有没有把神的话作为工作？
Or maybe you've just taken your secular work as work, even that is not quite right.
或者是说我们只是做我们该做的做事情。
Meaning, that job that you have privileged to be part of, it's really God-given.And you can do your ministry where you are at your workplace.
神给我们赐给我们的工作，就是神给神让我们所做的工，我们可以在任何地方都做神的工。
But have you done that? Have you done His ministry where you are at work, where you're taking vacations, or what you're doing at the church?
你有没有随时随地做神的工？
So as we stand.Ask God to touch your heart and understand what He wants you to be and what God's work is really all about.
我们站立的时候，请神感动你的心，询问神，希望我们做一些什么。
Those who are heavy laden, come to God. He will make it light.
凡是劳苦担重担的人，请来到神的面前。
If your heart is heavy burdened with anything,Come to the front, it's God's invitation, and we are giving this to Him. It's Him alone who will take care of our needs.
如果你心里有负担的话，这个时间是神的呼召，因为他的轭是容易的，他的担是轻省的。